We have in the studio today top Atlanta thought leaders in the areas of workflow, document management, imaging, and destruction. And our first for today's show is Kathy Borneman. Kathy has 15 years in workflow management as a business analyst, working with workflows and document process management with CRM, that's customer relationship management, and ERP, enterprise resource planning systems. Kathy is an award winner with International Institute of Business Analysis member, and I've seen Kathy in action winning awards. And we're very pleased to have her in the studio today.
Thank you.
So good morning, Kathy. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's hear from our first subject matter expert today, Heather, Kathy Borneman. Tell us a little bit about Kathy.
Absolutely. Kathy Borneman is a senior business analyst with a leading financial institution. She received her bachelor's degree in computer information technology from AIU. Kathy has over 15 years' experience as a business analyst working with CRM, ERP, workflow, and document process management. Previously working as a quality assurance manager, Kathy engaged in operation strategy, overall process, and auditing, focusing on regulatory compliance and client SLAs. Kathy is currently a member of the International Institute of Business Analysts, the IIBA, where she recently acted as chairperson for the Greater Atlanta Chapter Nonprofit Volunteer Program, which won third place in the IIBA 2014 International Awards for Professional Development. Kathy has also won an award for the Dancing with the Business Analyst Stars competition, winning ahead of three highly distinguished business analyst members. Kathy Borneman lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
And Kathy will cover with us today innovations such as main drivers for current day workflows affecting the critical needs of executives. Stay tuned for what information is needed to take on workflow and document imaging projects. And Kathy will discuss some critical roles that executive teams play in projects and the pros and cons of choosing a workflow project delivery methodology, along with some key benefits of these types of document and workflow management systems. And Kathy, let's get right into it. The first challenge for you is, what do you see as the main driver for workflow and document imaging today?
The main driver that I see for workflow and document imaging today is the regulatory environment. It drives up the cost of business operations in general and necessitates truly a stronger return on business assets. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau stated in 2014 that businesses should take the right approach, considering both stakeholder and client when running your business, then set a process for how you're going to operate it. Then you document that process, and more importantly, follow up and make sure that process is actually happening. This sounds like a simple success formula, but oftentimes businesses don't want the overhead associated with process management.
That's very interesting. And in your experience, Kathy, what have you seen that makes workflow and document management critical to today's executives?
Yeah, the most critical thing for workflow and document management for executives today is that 90% of businesses fail due to lack of good process execution. Like the CFPB in the previous example, good process is critical to today's business success. In 2013, Fannie Mae stated that one of the single most factors behind the mortgage crisis was lack of documentation to support the overall process. One financial institution during the mortgage crisis was heavily fined for business and documentation issues going back 13 years. Businesses simply cannot afford to overlook the importance of documentation and compliance.
Well, Kathy, give us an overview of what key information is critical to undertake a workflow document management project.
Document management may sound simple, but the strategy around how, what, and why, they're just not. They require a considerable strategic approach. Key items for executives to consider when building a workflow and document management strategy are much like an anatomy map. So you start with your audit, your regulatory compliance issues, you then layer over legal issues, whether it's within your industry, with business, or e-discovery. Next layer comes on your risk factors. Layer over that again for number four is your external KPIs and SLAs, not only within your industry, but also within your competition. And the last one is your organizational value. What are your costs, your times, and returns that you need when you're looking at trying to create these processes and systems? Defining this strategy really helps determine what needs to be captured, what information is needed to support that information that's going to be captured. It determines priority sequencing and how these details or metadata is going to be stored. For example, is a full social security number exposed or masked in the system, or do we even use it? Legal issues and SLAs may require blacking out information or redacting it before you can share it. Access to information determines users and levels of access needed. Who can see employee data is a great example of that. This high-level strategy guides the requirements process and allows project teams to execute effectively.
And thank you for that, Kathy. Here's another one for you. What critical role does the executive team play in workflow document management projects?
Yeah, the executive team plays a very critical role in this workflow and document management project is that they set the strategy, and they need to hold people accountable to it. So once a strategy is defined by the leaders, a high-level architecture should be developed based off of those strategic goals. It can be as simple as a bulleted list. It could be as complex as a systems map. But this drives the increase on your return on assets. So once a strategy is known, workflow processes can be put into place to ensure this information is captured, stored, and reviewed. Random files or documents can land in a reviewer's box to ensure that process and quality is being followed. Most workflow systems can also system-generate documents that document the overall process, so you can gain efficiencies there. But mostly from the role that the executive team plays, it's most critical is holding the project team members on meeting these goals, holding firm. Don't let it get carved up when things get complicated or sticky. Make sure your key resources are there and are in alignment to be able to make sure that those goals are being followed. Because at the end of the day, having that data in a system, the real gold for executives comes from dashboard reporting. As an executive, being able to feel the pulse of your business allows you to take decisive action with a quick glance at your KPIs. So workflow and document management is critical for today's executives because it allows them to execute with precision.
Very nice. And Kathy, what is the most of us are aware of project methodologies? Agile project methodology is all the rage today, right? Then which approach do you think is best, agile or waterfall?
Well, I think it really depends on the strategic goal that's being required to be met. Faster to market, trying to get something up simply, quickly, to help get some return on assets going, generally falls in the agile approach bucket. But reliable and easy to use may entail a waterfall approach. Both have their pitfalls and their advantages. It's not so much the approach as it is the strategy. Statistics state that 50% of projects fail just due to bad requirements. That's why it's absolutely critical to the success of the project that the team understands the executive strategy, the vision, and having access to the business objectives and the key individual resources that the project needs in order to be successful. It's much easier as a business analyst to successfully negotiate requirements, look at the overall development and engagement when these objectives can be driven.
Very interesting, and you have touched on important points here. One of which is meeting regulations. So, Kathy, what are the key benefits to having a workflow document management system?
One of the things about having workflow and document management in general, as we talked about, is the precision that it allows an executive to have when they're running their business and being aware of what's going on in their business on a daily basis. But mainly, what's most overlooked is the use of workflow and document management is marketing your business. An efficiently run business that is aware of how they're performing can share these metrics with their stakeholders and business prospects. In today's engaging world, engaging with businesses that run on sound business principles translates into reduced risk and operating efficiencies, and that makes a stronger case for that prospect or consumer to become your customer.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and your in-depth insight into this subject, very informative segment to our show today. So we thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.